All right, Phil Nicoletti, welcome back to Death Cross. Heat race incident, main event, you almost got taken out. But all in all, 10th place, you got to be happy. You said on the Pulp Show, 8 to 10, you would be happy with that. So you got
to
be happy.
Yeah, I am happy. 8 to 10 is where I wanted to be, but it wasn't a good 10th. I got collected with Jordan, and I barely made it out of that one. I don't know what the hell was going on there, but and the kids are just sporadic, you know what I mean? I don't know. They don't know the different lines and rhythms. I mean, they should, but it didn't work out. But I barely got away from Jordan's bike. Two guys went by me, and then I missed a supercross triple, and it kind of, honestly,
I missed that one. You missed it.
Yeah, and then I blew up. I lost Enzo. I lost Kitchen, and then I never really recovered after that. But all in all, I felt like I was kind of in the fight, you know, for a little bit of it, and I was there. And then, I felt okay. I'm happy after 4 years of being off, kind of where I came back to, you know. So,
yeah, it went fine. Luckily, the Jordan thing must have came out of nowhere for you because you had no idea he was there.
No, I had no idea Jordan was there. Like, I just happened to see out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, dude, where are you going? And, yeah.
It's
like
a leader thing.
Like, I just don't. Like, I'm just out there staying in my lane. I got dudes trying to land on me. But it was okay. And then, obviously, the heat race is what it is. And, yeah, I don't know.
You look good in the whoops.
Yeah, I feel good in the whoops.
When you were skimming them.
Skimming them, I was okay. But then when I blew up and I lost my focus, I sucked. But it was okay. Like I said, hopefully I did Pulp MX Fantasy okay and got everyone some points and did what I had to do. But it is what
about the Forkner thing? I got to watch it again. I mean, I thought it was – he knows – he's behind you. He knows the rhythm you're doing, so he knows what's going to happen. So, and it's a heat race.
Yeah. Listen, Austin owned it. I just went and told him. I said, hey, man, I said, you know, you're a fucking championship guy. So you don't need to be doing that and getting tangled with me and breaking an arm or a finger, doing something stupid. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then it's just crazy because I know that Austin has more talent in one finger than I got in my whole body. So I know the way he was riding the heat race. And when I passed him fair and square and, you know, was kind of doing my thing and then had that happen, I'm like, dude, I don't want to go to LCQ, you know what I mean? So he owned it.
He
was fine with it. I might have yelled at him a little more through the tunnel, but he was cool with it. He understood that, yeah, it was a dumb mental error on his part, but it's cool that he ended up going for a podium afterwards. So, but, yeah, just we don't need those stupid mistakes.
Yeah. Track was kind of basic. Rhythm was – well, you weren't doing the three. No. So after that, like for you, just kind of do the jumps.
Do the jumps. Be cool. It was okay. Like I felt like I rode myself for 10 minutes of the main, and then I blew up. But all in all, it was okay. My bike was really good. My mechanic seems to be great. And it was a lot for me to take in. Like, I tried to brush it off and say it wasn't, you know, a big deal. But I felt like I had a lot of stress, and I wish I could have stayed with the Enzo Kitchen deal. And I wish the Smith thing didn't happen because I would have been in that battle, I think. So we'll see. We'll go to Dallas, and I was happy this week.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.